I'm really pleased because Robert Vaughn is quite an extraordinary font of knowledge in regards to nutrition and all manner of strategies for wellness and youthing. And so our guest today is Robert Vaughn. I just want to welcome you, buddy. Speak up and tell us what you want to tell us.
Welcome, everybody, and glad you're joining the call. I talked to Dennis about 3 weeks ago, and he was talking to me about some of my posts. Apparently someone had talked to him about me, and so I'm going to give you some information about what it is that I kind of fell in love with when I was 16 years old. I'm going to talk about how to use skin, how to use eyes, hair, nails, your entire body, extreme regeneration of bones, tissue, things like that. And mostly I had done this through nothing more than basic nutrition without the use of Ormus until a few years ago when I discovered Ormus and then started amassing information as much as I could on Ormus, left, right, backwards, and forwards, including super waters. So, using. I think most people are pretty much obsessed with anything having to do with using, and so what I'm going to show you is if anyone is near a computer and would like to see what I look like, yet compare what I look like with my age, you are welcome to. You can go to myspace.com/phoenixguy888. Again, I'm going to say that a few times, myspace.com/phoenixguy888. Phoenix Guy, P-H-O-E, N like Nancy, I-X-G-U-Y, 888. You're welcome to take as many guesses as you want. As to my age, you will not guess it, I guarantee you.
One more time, the address?
Yes, myspace.com/phoenixguy888, PHOENIXGUY888. Please stop the music. Pay no attention to my sappy songs. If there are any that come up on MySpace.
So how did you get involved this whole area of youthing?
Well, when I was 16 years old, I had a girlfriend who was, she just stopped eating sugar one day, and I asked her why, and she said the reason why was because she found out it was bad for her, and I go, oh, yeah. And so I took it a light year beyond her, stopped eating bleached sugar, bleached flour, bleached starch, bleached salt. And then a few months later, I ended up at a church, and they saw that I was more freakish in my eating habits than they were. And they took me under their wing, and there were a few of them at the church that had food scientist types. And for anyone in here who knows what a food scientist is, it is a very rare degree. I believe there's only one school in the nation that teaches this, and just about every pharmaceutical company, every food company, every drug company, everything always goes to these people if they ever want to know the truth of something. They always have the back door to every section of nutrition knowledge and what something really does to you. So when they talk about smoking, and smoking being not proven to be bad for you, well, they would have the proof. They just wouldn't be able to share it. Does this make sense so far? Is that too confusing? A food scientist would use the regular staple of truth that would be governed, the kind of staple that we're used to. Let's see. What would we consider to be almost irrefutable proof as to a product's effectiveness or not? In 1901, the FDA was created, and in 1901, the New York Times became the number one best-selling newspaper in the entire world. It became the world newspaper because of an amassing amount of articles written upon the chemical division of the FDA using and utilizing guinea pigs, human beings who volunteered to take in all the trappings of crap that we eat every single day, bleached salt, bleached starch, all these bad bleached items, plus sodium benzoate, sodium potassium sorbate, saccharin, hydrogenated oils, which had been started in 1895, all these different crap foods, and they started to experiment on these people, and they would write up every single day the progress of these guinea pigs and what kind of horrible, horrendous, vomitous reaction they would have. This is how a food scientist deals with stuff, as well as looking up the effect for how nicotine will affect you, how caffeine will affect you, how xylitol would affect you, how NutraSweet, et cetera, would affect you. But they would actually get answers. However, they are not published. You will never find food scientist stuff published in anything that would be drug-related or otherwise. So this is how you get the back door to anything having to do with nutrition if you want the truth about it. And so this is how I became able to jump ahead in the field of nutrition by decades above PhDs in nutrition, and not that that's saying anything under the circumstances, since the higher you go up in PhD in nutrition, the more ignorant you become as far as I'm concerned. It was very scary for me to see a dietitian, which is the AMA version of a nutritionist, the doctor version of a nutritionist, or a clinical nutritionist or a PhD nutrition or otherwise, who the more knowledge they gained, the more ignorant they became. Dietitians didn't even know what an antioxidant was. I've had dietitians ask me, what is an antioxidant? It's scary. Anyway, so this is where I got my knowledge from. Now, I don't want to get too much into the history of all this stuff because I don't want to waste your time with history. I'd rather give you examples and let you see for yourself exactly what happens. For anyone who can see my picture on MySpace, if you...
Wait a minute, I've got a question. I've got Phoenix Guy. What was the rest of it?
P-H-O-E, N like Nancy, I-X, Phoenix Guy 888.
888, okay, thanks.
Yes, 3-8.
Okay. So, Robert, why don't you speak to us just for a moment about the kind of results that people have been getting who have been doing the kind of dietary regime that you recommend.
Okay. This is what happened. I'll give you a few examples from a few months ago. I was in Mexico for a wedding, and I was coming back 3 days later, but on the fourth day they said, hey, you want to speak over at our little church they got going? So I went in and out on Monday, and they wanted me to speak on nutrition, so they asked me to do a little nutrition seminar. I got there at approximately 10 a.m., and 10 people showed up, and 5 people left. And then they brought back 10 more with them. And then 5 more left and brought back 10 more. And in a few hours, the entire, at least 50% of the church was filled up. And this went on until about 5 p.m. We were talking about using nutrition and that sort of thing. And we took a break and came back at 7 p.m. and went to 2 a.m. And we did this for 4 days in a row.
Wow.
Apparently, people had never gotten answers before. So this is what happened. Let's take one example. A 28-year-old mother has crow's feet, strangely enough, at 28 years old, has laugh lines and a lot of fat around the face. She's not too much overweight. And and she had laugh lines around her face. She didn't have too much fat, but she had plenty of fat around the face. And she had been through fertility clinics throughout the United States for the last 6 months. Nothing would help her get pregnant again, and she was kind of desperate. And I said, why don't you just do the Mini-Beat protocol? And that's it's a simple protocol, but the problem with this particular protocol is this. Beets are a very cleansing agent, and they force detox reactions greater than anything known to man, even worse than MMS. For those of you who know what MMS is, it is an extremely nauseating, vomitous, endless fevers, aches, chills, pains, and for most part, nobody ever takes part when anything has to do with beets. They just skip out on the beet portion of any kind of juicing drink. So I told her how to do it so that there would be no detox reactions, and thus you would have nothing but using. So I had her do the mini-beet protocol, and I had her eat apples afterwards in order to remove all detox.
Just a moment, Robert, what are you calling the protocol? Is it something about a beet?
Yeah, mini. As in mini-me, mini-beet
yep.
protocol.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Now, the mini-beet protocol is pretty simple. You do a juicing in the morning, and you're done. And you eat your apples. The entire protocol is the juicing and then the apples, and you're finished for the day. You go and eat whatever else you want to eat for the day. I don't really have time to deal with trying to change these people's diets or anything like that. But because a lot of people were having trouble doing beets because of the side effects, I went over to a couple houses, showed them how to do the mini-beet protocol, because no matter how many times I told them, no matter how exact in directions I was, nobody ever believes the detox side effects of beets. But I'm pretty sure that at least 90% of the people on this phone call are perfectly aware of the dangers and the hideous reactions that come with beets and those who do not take them seriously. Therefore, in order to eat beets, you must eat very little, or you must eat as much as you want and make sure there's no detox side effects. Now, the removal of detox side effects for beets works across the board for everything else, including MMS, if you want to remove the detox side effects so you can start taking megadoses right off the bat. Under the assumption you've got some kind of foundational, you know, good amount of vegetables and juicing and that sort of thing, and you're pretty reasonably healthy, you'll have absolutely no detox side effects even from a full dose of MMS. Okay, so this is what happened, and these were the results. 28-year-old, I see her 1 month later. She was doing the protocol. Her husband attempted to do the protocol thinking he was tough. She said, but Robert warned us, whatever you do, make sure you don't do too much of the beets if you're not going to do the apples afterwards. And if you don't do the apples, you're going to be vomiting like crazy. And, of course, the husband says, oh, please, it's beets, no big deal. he went completely, exactly rigidly on my protocol after the first week. He was convinced that I was right. And so...
Why? What happened to him?
He was vomiting crazy. He had headaches. It only happened like two times, and he thought, oh, I can handle this. I can handle it. I said, why are you handling it? Why don't you just eat the apples? No detox side effects. I'll explain all about how these foods and the intricacies of how they work and intermingle together, but one of the greatest breakthroughs in the history of nutrition is how to remove detox side effects. This is one of the biggest problems you have, not just with master herbalists who are trying to cure someone of cancer, but anyone who's just trying to get healthy. Half the people who become one of us end up sick for the first 2 months. All they did was eat vegetables. How do they eat vegetables and now they're sick for 2 months, if not for the entire year, have a low-grade fever, 96 degrees for the next 1 or 2 years? And all they did was stop eating junk food. How did they get so unhealthy? It's because their entire liver...
This is a big problem with illness as well. I mean, people often have Herzheimer detox reactions
of
the
course.
First couple of months.
It's so true. It's amazing what happens to people when they can take full illness without any Herzheimer reactions, the same as what happens with MMS.
Mm-hmm.
Did I
let me just stop in here for a moment, Robert. You talked about taking beets in your diet, and I know you talked to me about this, but you haven't really spelled out yet that any kind of ab reaction to having lots of what we call in Australia beetroot in your diet is completely cancelled out by having raw apples, eating apples with them. Is that what
exactly.
you're saying?
Exactly. There's actually, I have an entire list of foods which cancel out detox side effects. For example, all essential oils of peppermint cancel out all homeopathic treatments instantly if you're having a Herxheimer reaction from a homeopathic treatment. Lemon oil will cancel out all Herxheimer reactions that have to do with liquid filling up the lungs. You just take 10 drops of lemon oil, and it starts to eat everything out of your lungs. But you have to get a decent essential oil version grade, not any kind of crap pressed, fresh, pressing of the rind of oil. So lemon oil. Also, you'll find that a lot of people just don't have detox side effects. At least 50% of them are gone just from eating citrus. For example, juicing of two oranges, two lemons, two limes. Very bitter, but it strengthens the blood to such an extent that it can handle detox side effects so that only 50% of them get through. But the confusion comes with why are they having these Herxheimer reactions? Exactly what takes place in order for this to happen? So let me give you the results first. And then I'll tell you exactly why it didn't happen with Herxheimer reactions and why the results were so good with ease, why they didn't have to go through hell in order to get the results that they got. Here are the results. 20-year-old lady, I come back 1 month later, and I see her, and she says, Robert, I got to tell you a story. Some of the girls around here had been looking at me, and they were snarling and sneering at me, and I could not figure out why they would be snarling and looking at me funny. And after a week of taking this abuse from these girls, I asked them, why are you being so bitter? And they said, what is your problem? We haven't done anything. Well, she says, you've been snarling and sneering at me. And they said, okay, just tell her. Well, they were very angry because, they're conservative type people. I don't know too much about them, but I was just down nutrition-wise. Well, she says, Robert, listen to this. These girls They were snarling and sneering at me for one reason. They couldn't believe that I had gone and spent my husband's hard-earned money on something as vain as plastic surgery. She said, oh, and I just laughed. I said, oh, my gosh, it was the beef, wasn't it? Because you have no more crow's feet. All the lines around her eyes had disappeared except for one single line which was left, which disappeared a month later underneath her eyes, all the other lines around her eyes had disappeared. The bags under her eyes were about 75% gone. Most of the fat around the sides of her mouth had disappeared, and as such, so did her laugh lines. Any kind of drooping underneath the skin, underneath the chin, had disappeared. Again, she's only 28, so a lot of you are thinking, well, this is pretty easy for a 28-year-old to accomplish. I mean, even though it's dramatic results, we had results with a few others as well that were just as dramatic, and they were much older. Now, I saw her 1 month later, so she has been on the mini-beat protocol for 2 months now, and she says, Robert, I just got pregnant. And I said, beets clear out, just like I told you, all the estrogen receptor sites and remove the heavy metals, which cause your estrogen never to function properly in the first place. Not to mention, it wouldn't matter how much your body produced. You're not going to get pregnant because there's so many heavy metals poisoning you. It either can't produce estrogen or it cannot get onto the estrogen receptor sites even if you're flooded with estrogen. And you know what happens when a human body gets flooded with estrogen, but there's no receptor sites to receive it because there's too many pesticides, herbicides, or insecticides, or xenoestrogens covering all these receptor sites. And so if you want all the receptor sites in your body completely clean so that they can receive testosterone, estrogen, insulin, and, you know, with most of us, we have 20,000 insulin receptor sites per certain, you know, square inch of our body. Well, that goes down to about 5,000 by the time we're about 25 or 30. And it gets even worse once we get older and older. Why? Because they keep getting covered in crap, so they can't receive any more insulin. And you know what that means? Diabetes. You become insulin resistant. And so beets clear out the insulin receptor sites. They also clear out all of the fibrils of the brain. You know, you say this 50 million times a day, and you can't remember all the rest of the protocols. Okay. Let's see. Let's say a person has nicotine addiction, cocaine addiction, heroin addiction, sugar addiction. Who in America doesn't have that? They're either hypoglycemic or hyperglycemic, hypothyroid or hyperthyroid, and the entire brain structure is filled with tons of. Somebody help me real quick. Barry, Dennis, what are the fibrils of brain called? The ones that get...
Dendrites.
Dendrils, excuse me, dendrils. Did anyone say dendrils? Okay.
Dendrites.
All right. I'm sorry?
Dendrites.
Dendrites, dendrils.
Yeah.
Now, the dendrites of the brain are covered basically with cocaine. It's the same way an alcoholic goes into Alcoholics Anonymous and says, I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober for 40 years. What the heck are you calling yourself an alcoholic for? And he says, well, it's number one, don't be cocky. Number two, I still have cravings for this stuff 40 years later. Why? Simple. For the same reason everyone with cocaine, nicotine, sugar addiction, and everybody else have these addictions. Because the dendrites of the brain are covered with this crap. If you just erase them off the dendrites of the brain, you will be completely addiction-free in approximately 7 days, but it takes a major beat protocol to do that in 7 days. A lot of people would much more rather take their sweet time and do it over 2 to 3 months doing the mini beat protocol. So how and why do the beats work this way? And let me give you one more example of what happens to somebody who does the mini beat protocol. The first thing, now you have access to my mini beat protocol. I will post it for everyone, okay? This will be posted for you. The first thing you do...
Where are you going to post that, Robert?
I will post that sometime the next... Probably by, before Tuesday, if not tonight. I just moved. I have to get my computer back set up.
I don't know. I said where?
Where? I'll post
it...
actually, how about I just send it to Dennis? And Dennis... different Ormus groups for me. Is that going to work?
Okay, I'll distribute it to the rest of the Ormus group. So I get good.
All right. Following the directions exactly, some of the people were having trouble with the nausea that they were feeling from the Ormus. And so I went over to that one family I told you about, and the husband and the wife both had dramatic reactions. Well, the husband, who was about 7 years older, I think he was 35, she was 28, he had all the wrinkles on his face disappear. He was starting to get a lot more energy into his body again. And all the negative effects of the fluoride poisoning that everyone had suffered from being in Mexico had disappeared. But keep in mind, this is what happens when you get fluoride poisoned and heavy metal poisoned. Your body, of course, slows down, and you start taking in for one thing, nobody in Mexico drinks the water, not even the Mexicans. They drink water that's purified from something else, correct? Everybody knows this. The problem with Mexican water is this. You absorb 20 to 30 times more chlorine, bromine, and fluoride into your body than drinking 8 cups of tap water, that stuff, a day. So it wasn't really an issue as far as them not getting heavy metal poison. They had to get heavy metal poison. They had to get fluoride poison. It was naturally in their well waters, about 20 to 30 times the amount of fluoride we have here in the United States. And, I'm sorry, 10 to 20 times what we have in the United States. And so they had all sorts of teeth issues, all sorts of fake diseases, fluoride fakes, all sorts of diseases. Actually, just about every disease known to man, it'll fake. So if you stop or knock out the fluoride instantly, at least stop it from being absorbed with enough left over to start removing what is there, then automatically diseases start to disappear in 2 or 3 days. Fake diabetes starts to disappear. Poof, suddenly you have no more thirst problems. Fake cancer starts to disappear. It just disappears in 3 days if it's a light version of cancer, that kind of stuff. But unfortunately in America, we don't have the luxury of fake diseases. Ours are actually real. So I went over to another house with a 70-year-old grandmother, the husband and wife, the son, who was about 25, and the daughter and myself. And they said, Robert, well, we tried to do the mini-beat protocol. We just couldn't. And the 75-year-old grandmother says to me, Robert, I just can't do the cinnamon shot that I'm supposed to take before doing the mini-beat protocol. Now, cinnamon is an excellent remover of detox side effects. In fact, alone by itself, it can remove every single detox side effect you have. The problem is it has to be tweaked, and it is too much of a pain in the butt. It requires clumping and mixing at the same time. You know that cinnamon, if you try to stir it in water, will not stir. You got to get a blender for that thing. Or you have to stir for 2 or 3 minutes in order to get it right. So this is when you're taking, say, beets and you're trying to mix cinnamon in with it. It won't work unless you know how to tweak it. So I never tell them to do that. Instead, I say, here's a lighter version of removal of detox side effects. Take a teaspoon of cinnamon, stick it in some hot water, stir it around for 2 minutes. It'll clump and turn into a mush and drink it down. Or you can stick it into cold water, in which case it will be gritty when you drink it like a shot down the back of your throat. So drink some more water to wash it down. Well, the grandmother says,
I have it with honey.
You can have it with, no, you absolutely cannot have it with honey if you want to remove detox side effects. Can you tell me why?
Okay, thank you.
Can you tell me why you can't have it with honey? Think for just 1 second. Why can't you have it with honey? Why will honey remove its ability to get rid of detox side effects right there and then?
I can't tell you. Tell me why.
Okay. The reason why is because you're using the chromium and the super sugar balancing of the cinnamon in order to remove the detox side effects because your pancreas has just been given a few extra superpowers, at least temporarily. If you use any honey with it, it will nullify the effects and force it to produce insulin. You want anti-insulin. You want pancreas not even conceiving of doing anything insulin-like. Why? Because you're about to drink pure sugar, also known as beets.
Can you take cinnamon in a capsule form?
For this to work, yes, you can, but you'd have to do it, say, 15 minutes, 25 minutes before, because you have to wait for the capsule to break up, then you have to wait for it to do its work. So 25 minutes before, at least, and then it would still work. And it'll remove about 25 to 50% of the detox side effects. Of course, we're still eating the apples afterwards in order to remove 100%. Okay, let's see. Now,
apples remove any kind of symptomology once you're having beets? Why do apples do that?
Well, here's the funny part. whenever you take MMS or whenever you take beets or whenever you take, say, parsley and kale or wheatgrass juice shots, they force an amazing amount of death and destruction like you cannot imagine. They will not suffer. They will not tolerate, mostly beets more than anything else. MMS is a close second, but they will absolutely 100% not tolerate any virus in you, any bacteria in you, any fungus, any yeast, any heavy metals. They will not tolerate anything. They will try to either dissolve the heavy metals or blast them out of the yeast. Now, what you end up with is a mass of bacteria, fungus, viruses, microbes, amoebas, everything being destroyed all at one time the second they are touched by them. And for the larger parasites, which are not killed instantly, it's like being skunked. Anyone ever been skunked before? All you can do is run and try to wipe that stuff out of your nose because it smells bad, right? A skunk may not be able to kill anyone, but you know the worst creature in the universe does not mess with a skunk. And that's what this is like. When you get beets in you, it will drive parasites out of you, and the ones that remain, it will be more than happy to completely consume. And it will drive them out very fast. There are no worms that can stand in the place of beets. They are the most powerful parasite killer in the world, except for one little problem. They take longer, maybe 2 months, to kill them off, rather than doing something fast like a wormwood kind of thing. And so it takes a little bit longer. Does this make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah, but you haven't said why apples.
This is how the apples work. The apples are considered the most powerful blood cleanser in the world, but so are beets. So which one is it, the apple or the beet? Simple. The apples clean up the mess left over by the beets. They destroy bad blood cells, they destroy amoebas, they destroy parasites, they destroy heavy metals, or they remove them from the body through their pectin, or they start rebuilding tissues in the body, forcing the old tissues to be destroyed and dismantled and removed, forcing new blood cells to come forth. And so the immune system is over-rampaged with trying to clean up the mess left over from the beets. And the liver definitely can't handle the process. Now come apples. So why are they called the number one blood cleanser in the world if beets are the number one blood cleanser in the world? Because they clean up all the mess left over after the beets. They grab on to everything. They get all the dead bacteria, dead mildew, dead yeast, and heavy metals that the beets miss. They will clean up so that the liver and the kidneys do not have to do a thing except go on vacation. There can be no detox side effects when eating apples in this way. So this is why they work and how they work. It has something to do with their pectins, not just their malic acid content. You may find that the green apples, Granny Smith, are the best ones to use because of their bitterness, especially after having taken in so much sweetness. Now, here's another thing. You've gotten one part so far. That's the cinnamon. That's what you do first. I have done it for years without the use of cinnamon. Oh, how funny. I'm looking at a wild bunny rabbit. I just moved into a woodsy area. Sorry.
Wow.
Nature is cute. Okay. The second part is the beets. The second part is the apples afterwards in order to clean up the detox side effects. Now, apples are just one tool that can be used. There are others, but apples are more than enough to handle just about anything. I often do this without using the cinnamon. Don't you do it without the cinnamon. And this is how you do it.
One of the things you said to me is that we could juice the beets, but you got to have the apples raw. Why is that?
Well, I have experimented with this over and over again. Every other week, the only time you will ever see me sick is if I'm doing another nutrition experiment. And so every other week, I try out a new food, a different combination, and see what will work as far as how it affects the body, what removes detox side effects. Always praying to God, please tell me there's something in this world that will take away detox side effects as good as apples. There is. It's a Chinese type of lettuce, and I've never found it again. But in order to remove the detox side effects, the reason why the apple works is because of the pectins and its ability to dissolve soft heavy metals. Soft heavy metals, I'm sure everybody's aware of fake calcium or other crap calcium in the body that we get from a lot of, well, just about every product on earth has fake calcium in it.
Well, pectin acts as a chelator.
It most certainly is a chelator, just like beets and asparagus. First, there are three things that you have to do with the mini beet protocol: the cinnamon before, the apples after, and the dilution of the beets so that you can even swallow the stuff. You thought this stuff was...
How do you prepare the beets?
The beets have to be raw, and they are juiced. Remember, you will not get these kind of detox side effects if you eat the beets. It'll take 2 weeks, maybe one, before you get any detox side effects, depending on how messed up you are. If you eat the beets, you don't get these kind of detox side effects for quite some time, a week or two. If you juice them, it is much faster but less powerful than eating them. Eating them is extreme work because you are not eating them pickled, you are not eating them canned, and you are not eating them cooked. They are raw, preferably organic.
How about grinding them in a Vitamix and drinking them like that?
Yes, you most certainly can do that. You are left with the exact same problem. You can't get down as many beets as you'd want to in a day. But I have something called the Mini Beet Alternative, which is on my Mini Beet Protocol, and it's a way of just getting beets in you that it doesn't have as much of an effect as like the Mini Beet Protocol, which you would take for, you know, extreme cases, or if you just want to see its using effects over a period of 2 to 3 months, taken faithfully every day. But you will definitely be able to take the Mini Beet Alternative just to get some beets down in you. And it's simpler this way. But if you stick a beet into a Vitamix, raw like that, you will still have the detox side effects because it's rushing in there and it's already pureed for you. There's something about it being completely pureed or juiced that is completely different from actually chewing the sucker. And I'm sure all of you can agree that if you chew it, it's never going to be pureed anywhere near as much as it is from chewing that it would be with a Vitamix or with a juicer. Well, juicing isn't pureeing, it's juicing, but you get the idea. And so it's a lot less, when you chew it, it's a lot less detoxing than when you puree it or when you juice it. So, yes,
what
you can do
a
Vitamix, and I have thought about doing a Vitamix, but here's the problem with a Vitamix. In order to Vitamix it, you're going to have to put in a lot more items in there, and you're not going to be able to put in as much beef because there's only so much a human stomach can take in at a time, maybe 4 to 6 cups just starting off, right? And if you stick it into a pureer, you're going to have to stick so much other crap in there just to be able to swallow the beets that you put into a Vitamix. But I did experiment with that at one time. You're welcome to try. I would prefer that you do something like the Mini Beet Alternative and stick a whole bunch of bananas in there with those beets. But you can definitely do that. It's approximately 3...
You got a whole bunch of what in there?
Bananas.
Okay, thank you.
Bananas, for some strange reason, despite their sugar content, remove the detox side effects, at least the nausea that comes with beets. You will still have to eat apples afterwards, but not as many because you will be taking in much less of the beets. So no matter what you do in a Vitamix, you'll never be able to get down as many beets as you would if you were juicing. Now, first let's give equivalents. One beet eaten or stuck in through a Vitamix is equivalent of 3 juiced. 3 of the same size. So 1 baseball size beet, raw, eaten, or stuck into a Vitamix is the equivalent of 3 beets, baseball sized,
right,
juiced.
Right.
That's part one. Let's get back to the results for 1 second. The 76-year-old grandmother says, "Robert, I just can't do this. There's no way. Look, I will tell you exactly how to do this. There will be no detox side effects. You'll have no problem." And so as I'm talking to them about how to do this and going over the notes that they had originally, it turns out the son had already gone to the grocery store, and they're relaying all the information. So he comes back with all the beets, with the apples, with the cinnamon, with everything that you need. And they come back and said, "Well, can we do it now?" I said, "Absolutely. Let's do it right now." So I start preparing 6 shots of cinnamon, each with about 2 tablespoons of water. They didn't do the hot water. They just did the cold water version. The first thing the grandmother says to me in front of the entire family is, "Robert, I'll never be able to get that down. That stuff burns my throat." And I said, "What are you talking about? It's very gritty on the back of the throat. Will you just drink something? I promise you there will be no trouble. By the way, did you stir it for 2 minutes?" she didn't follow the directions. Oh, gee, no, I didn't. Well, it doesn't mix with water if it's not hot, so you have to stir for 2 minutes. So she drank it down. It was gritty. I gave her a little more water, washed it down. There was no more grit on the back of her throat. Said, did you have any problems with it this time? Everything went perfectly. So then we took 15 minutes, and we exactly juiced the amount of beets that we wanted, which was 3/4 cup, and we exactly juiced the amount of diluting agent. They did not have asparagus there. Asparagus is the best diluter of beets in the world, and it makes sense why. Because they are the number one heavy metal chelator on Earth. I'm sorry, I did say number two, right? Number one is beets. Number two is asparagus, and number three, probably salt of one form or another. If anyone has listened to Sig Verta, you will find some very, very powerful detoxes using salt. There are others using regular types of salt that you can use, which are also massive heavy metal chelators, and they will wipe out any conceivable type of pharmaceutical drug in you within 1 to 2 hours. I mean, wipe it out. So if you're getting an overdose in any form, let's say you've been taking synthetic vitamin crab, no offense for those who actually believe in synthetic vitamins. They do have their uses, I will tell you that. I don't take them as a supplement. I only take natural vitamins. But for those who take them as a supplement, or if you're taking any pharmaceutical drugs and getting some side effects from them and you want to wipe them out real quick, you can immediately excrete them out the system with salt. Salt is probably the number three. Salt is probably the number three chelator in the world of pharmaceuticals, not just heavy metals and other things. I'm sorry, you were about that? So, yes,
sodium
regular
salt.
Not the crap that says iodized. That's not salt. That's just trash they're calling salt. It's also known as bleach salt or crap salt. That stuff is pure filth, and it'll destroy you, eat you from the inside out. Not that salt. However, if you're about to die from a pharmaceutical overdose, you can take even crap salt to remove it real quick. Of course, now you'll have your veins feeling on fire from all the crap salt you took into you, but at least you didn't drop dead, right? So, as a temporary, you could use that, but for actual detoxings where they're therapeutic and they're useful, then you can use real salt as much as you want. And then lastly, the top 10 list is still going to have apples on there, but they're a different version of removal of heavy metals and chelators of heavy metals. And they remove crap from the body. Now, why does it do this? Apparently it has something to do with the pectin, and it has something to do with the malic acid. But the exact reason why, I would love to stick that into a pill and patent it. That's not patentable, but it's a thought that counts. Can you imagine what would happen to the field of nutrition if they found that there was a way to remove all detox side effects from items? So let's go back to our example to see what happened to these people. Now, the grandmother, I said, now, you're going to exactly juice the amount of beets, you're going to exactly juice the amount of diluting agent to mix with the beets so that you will not vomit upon drinking the beets. Because most people will never get down beets, and if they do, come right back up. If you manage to get 3/4 cup down, I would be amazed. But there are people that can do it for about an hour, and then it all comes back up. So we used they didn't have asparagus down there, so we had to use a different diluting agent. Anything you use besides asparagus, you have to use 3 times the amount of juice, usually, 3 times the amount of juice to the amount of beets. So if you have a cup of beets, you have to have 2.5 maybe cups of something else, say celery with cucumber. Cucumber has silica in it, and silica removes fluoride from the body upon contact with blood. Silica goes in the body, fluoride comes out instantly, your first urine.
Now, you're speaking about all of these as raw, none of them cooked in terms of the juices?
Say that one more time.
Yes, they're raw.
All raw,
exactly.
Cooked.
Everything is raw, nothing cooked. And if there was anything that wasn't organic, they had to peel them first. I made them peel every single one of those cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beets had to be peeled too. I cannot remember, but man, did it do its job. Now, as I was about to give 3/4 cup of this beet juice mixed with 2.5 cups of cucumber celery juice, it was about 80% cucumber, 20% celery. This, of course, is information that is in the mini-beet protocol. You do not have to write this down. Just pay attention to make sure you understand and don't get lost so that you get the excitement that's about to come. Listen to what happens. The 76-year-old lady says, there's no way I can put that down me because I've had a quarter of a cup of beet juice, and I was nauseous for at least a day and a half. Quarter of a cup. Now, that was impressive for a 76-year-old who's got that many free radicals and other trash floating around in her bloodstream, right? And I said, I promise you, you will drink this. There will be no detox side effects. And while we were juicing, the others were peeling apples because they were not organic either, and they were peeling carrots. And everybody was having two to three large apples and two carrots in that order following the beet cucumber juice, which normally the mini-beet protocol requires beet asparagus. Upon drinking this, everybody winced, gave a very funny look, even the 76-year-old grandmother, but they all got it down. It was approximately 3.5 cups of juice, and when they finished, this is what happened. They started eating the apples and the carrots. We went out, came back 3 hours later. I talked to the 76-year-old grandmother, and she says to me, 75-year-old, something like that, she says to me, not a drop of detox side effects. And I said, what did I tell you? And he said, yes, you are right. I cannot believe it. That's a 76-year-old grandmother on her first try of the stuff, and she's massively fluoride poisoned. All of them are down there. So after 2 weeks of that entire family doing the entire protocol, every single one of them, from the little, 10-year-old girl drinking the exact same amount as the adults, to the 76-year-old grandmother, every single one of them was starting to use. I walk into a restaurant up there and hear some of them talking about me and not knowing I was there. And they said, man, that Robert, who would have believed you would have used? Well, they were just after getting rid of asthma and getting rid of the diseases, a little problem with massive amounts of sore teeth because, you know, fluoride goes after your teeth, starts eating them from the inside out, even though it hardens enamel temporarily. And so their teeth were starting to be hardened. All their teeth problems had disappeared because of doing the beets. And this was only a few weeks later. All their teeth problems had disappeared. The mother, who's about 42, her laugh lines had disappeared. She was starting to use. I had already noticed it. And I said, just make sure when you talk to your friends or whatever that they know you didn't do any kind of plastic surgery, what have you, didn't get a facelift or anything like that, because you know how stuck up some of these girls are around here. He said, oh, my gosh, that's too funny. What are you talking about? And then I told her the story of the 28-year-old and what happened to her. And so this was kind of humorous all the same. They started using, and they were so grateful, and I was like, I am so glad I could help. Please show everybody else how to do it, because they're not following directions, and they're getting nauseous, and they're having detox side effects, and it's not working for them, and they're giving it up. For those of you who have ever tried beets or coconut oil or kale or parsley or MMS and had the nastiest detox side effects on the face of the earth, and you wanted to not have any detox side effects, this is your dream come true, because I guarantee you that coconut and beet nausea is the nastiest, most god-awful nausea on the face of the earth. It has no equal. It is the kind of nausea that makes you never want to, I mean, you'd rather have your head cut off than have to drink more beets. I mean, it's just the most nasty nausea in the world. I have had many, many models who I have counseled on the use of beets. And, of course, they will pay no attention to me. They will start eating the beets. I said, Robert, I like them. I don't know what you're talking about. And then I warned you. And 2 weeks later, they come to me. I have never eaten another beet in my entire life. I said, you've been eating one or two beets every day, haven't you? Uh-huh. I said, I thought there was no problem with them. And they said, oh, those apples. Yeah, you didn't eat the apples. You didn't believe me. Now, once again, 1 to 2 weeks. Notice the time period it takes for eating raw beets versus juicing them. Juicing them, instantaneous detox side effects, instantaneous killing of viral count loads from HIV/AIDS, from bacteria content, from microbes, from nano-insects. And nano-insects are one of the biggest things out there. Especially mycoplasms and weaponized mycoplasms. And what if you want to detox all the formaldehyde and mercury and other crap that comes in vaccines? What if you want all that? There's easier ways to do it than beets, but for all the major stuff that everyone is having trouble with, heavy metals, mercury, fluoride, aluminum, nickel, you want your hairline to come forward? I have had my hairline come forward 2 times. I'm going to have to do it a 3rd time now. I've lost about 1.5 inches off my hairline, and you can't really tell. And that's, if you notice my photograph on MySpace, If anyone managed to guess, I'll give you two guesses. Anybody? I believe there was a woman on the line. And Barry, anybody want to take, offer a guess as to my age?
Well, when I first saw you, I figured you were in your 30s.
Okay.
I'm guessing 59.
You thought I was 59?
59.
Not 59. What do I look like, though?
Well, you look like you're 30.
Okay. I'm 40 years old.
Okay.
For some reason, I happen to look better in person. I suppose that's a good thing. Maybe I'm not so good at the pictures, but I'm 40 years old. Most of the people in Mexico... I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry, how old are you?
40.
I can barely hear you here. I'm just barely struggling. I'm just getting a few words in edgewise here. I heard beets and the apples, but...
Right. I was talking about the detox side effects. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
What were you saying? I was talking about the detox side effects that go with MMS, beets, coconut oil, super greens, stuff like that. Now, what were you saying? What part did you miss, or what part did you catch?
I heard you mention mycoplasma as well. And
what year were you born, Robert?
1968.
I can barely hear you, and I just is anybody else having any problems with hearing, Robert?
Anybody else having problems hearing me, let me know. I'll try to speak exactly directly into the phone, but I've been trying to speak exactly directly into the phone the entire time.
Okay.
And the thing is that you're going to be able to get this call that's going to be recorded if you are an annual benefactor, or if you're not an annual benefactor and decide to be one, you're going to get every single call we've ever had recorded available to you. So don't be too concerned because nothing has been lost. It's all being recorded. Carry on, Robert.
Of course.
So you're 40 years old. That means you were born in
1968. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it confused me because you said that I thought you said that you were an alcoholic for 40 years, and that.
No. I gave an example. No, I gave an example of why you'd walk into Alcoholics Anonymous and hear someone say that they have been an alcoholic, that they are an alcoholic, but they've been sober for 40 years. How is that possible when they've been sober for 40 years? Why would they still call themselves an alcoholic? And I gave two reasons. Number one, never get cocky. Number two, you can ask any alcoholic who's been an alcoholic for 40 years that if they still get cravings, and they will tell you yes. Any cocaine addict, any heroin that even if they've never touched the stuff for the next 20, 40, or 70 years, they still have cravings their entire life. Do you understand?
And what is the reason for that, Robert?
It's because cocaine, nicotine, sugar, alcohol, and all these substances that are corrupted coat the dendrites of the brain and make the dendrites stop automatically fire off from these excitotoxins that you get from not just MSG and the other crap, but from all the bleached items, not to mention super processed items. So we've got super processed alcohols that are super distilled. They go onto the dendrites of the brain. Nicotine and anything you smoke is probably one of the most potent of them all, because anything that goes into the lungs is usually more potent as a heavy metal giver than just about anything else for some reason, go figure. But then again, everybody knows that mercury injected or mercury swallowed is never going to be as horrifying as mercury gas inhaled. Everybody knows that, right? Feel free to tell me no.
I've tried any of them.
Okay. This is the reason why silver amalgams, which are 50% mercury, has such a horrifying toxic effect on people's bodies, whereas getting injections of the stuff from mercury is nowhere near as terrible to what happens when they get the silver amalgams in. For example, lead paint. You can reduce a person's immune system at least 50 to 70% in 1 year just by having lead paint or lead tiles, painted lead tiles, even though they're glazed over inside of the bathroom. These are more than enough, if you inhale them, to knock 20... I am just seeing so many bunny rabbits. To knock at least your immune system down to 20, maybe just 30%. So that's 70% of your immune system gone in 1 year. Now, if you do this with mercury, let me give you one example. in an experiment they were conducting on silver and mercury amalgams, they took a bunch of little monkeys and they gave them all root canals, maybe 2 to 5 root canals per monkey, and they filled them with silver amalgams, and they put them in their cages. They tested their kidney function before and after, and they had 50% kidney function in 24 hours. And this type of breathing in of silver slash mercury gas that comes off of these, which you get more and more mercury gas coming off the more you chew, the more toxic they become. And so people who are trying to get silver or mercury amalgams taken out of their mouth suddenly find themselves even sicker than when they had them in their mouth because they didn't take precautions after the surgery, only before the surgery. I can't tell you the number of
people. That was my experience.
That's actually happened to me.
Well, I'm going to show you exactly how to target mercury specifically and in general. And you will not just be getting rid of mercury. The fluoride and aluminum will come with it as well. And I'll show you how to directly target these, not just in general. For those of you who have gotten mercury poisoning in any form and you did the cilantro beforehand, most of you probably took cilantro pills. Cilantro pills are a joke in comparison to taking and eating real cilantro raw. If you want to detox mercury out of your body, you can waste the next 3 to 5 years taking mercury pills en masse. And you will get all that mercury removed from your brain. It will get removed from your blood. It will get removed from your tissues. And it sounds like it's great, but 3 to 5 years, that's a lot of expensive buying of cilantro pills. Why not instead just go to the grocery store? For those of you who have taken cilantro pills and had extremely good results with them, well, I'm very happy for you because you probably had a lot of mercury floating around in the blood and possibly a little in the tissues, and it eliminated all that. I am more than grateful to hear that. I am more than happy to see that it worked. And you can get dramatic results from it. But I don't care if you got rid of every side effect reaction that seems to come up from the mercury. Taking mercury pills, any nutritionist who tells you about mercury pills, they will tell you, these only get rid of a little mercury. I mean, it's great for its effects, but you didn't get rid of all of it. Eventually it will catch up with you. You just got the stuff that would have taken another 3 months to a year to lay down into your cells. That's all you got. You want to get 100% of it. You want to dig into those cells. You don't want any section of your bone. You don't want any section of your eyes, your brain tissue, or any other tissue or bone or hair to have it anymore.
So how to take the cilantro and how much and how often?
I'll give you one example real quick. Now, what you're taking, the dosage will be 1 cup of fresh chopped raw cilantro, stick it in a measuring cup, and eat it raw 3 times a day. It will not work in a blender. I do not know why. It will work a little. It will not work perfectly. You must chew and eat. Do not have it with too much fat. So if you have this chewing of cilantro going on with, say, guacamole, it's not going to work. The guacamole is going to hinder, because that's a lot of guacamole in comparison to the amount of cilantro you're taking in. It will just hinder its absorption, whereas normally fats like coconut oil, olive oil, flaxseed oil, and avocados, which are pure fat, all these things usually enhance absorption of all nutrients. You take them in mass like you do with guacamole, it's going to hinder it. So there's no guacamole taking. There's no massive oil intaking. You can stick it in or you can eat it raw.
Say
just
that
like
again.
That.
Say that again,
one more
Robert.
Time. 1 cup fresh chopped cilantro, preferably organic. If you don't have organic, I will post with I will give to Dennis the depesticiding a way to depesticide your cilantro as well as most of your fruits and vegetables that anyone anywhere can do. So you have this cilantro you eat 3 times a day for 3 weeks. This will take care of any acute mercury poisoning that was recent.
What about a little bit
for those who have had it for
cadmium and lead as well?
I just gave you a way to only target
mercury. Please repeat that question.
I'm sorry?
Please repeat that question.
Repeat that question, please, on the cadmium and lead.
If that would be the same for zinc, lead, and cadmium as well. That's
if you have inorganic zinc, cadmium, and lead, no. To do cadmium and to do zinc requires the only way you can do it is with beets and asparagus. And beets and asparagus in the MIDI-BEET protocol will be more than enough to take care of mercury. But if you want to go overboard and target mercury directly, then you also add the 1 cup of cilantro 3 times a day. I will give you one example really quick on how this worked. 1 cup of cilantro eaten raw 3 times a day for 3 weeks, and this is actually she only did it for 2 weeks, but this is what happened. One of my friends is a PhD in biochemistry who's a big nutrition nut like I am, and she had her daughter, who has amazing self-control, wanted to lose weight really badly. She decided she was going to do this by eating nothing but protein, and her protein of choice was the most ridiculous thing in the universe. She decided to eat nothing but tuna and drink water, tuna out of a can, and drink. She lost all her weight. She also lost her mind with it. She was getting more and more slow, basically with instantaneous Alzheimer's, and by the time she was 6 months into it, she had lost a lot of weight. She had lost a lot of her mind. By the time it was 7 months, she was drooling and barely able to speak. She was now in an insane asylum. The husband calls my friend, the mother, and asks the mother, you need to get down here. Your daughter is now in an insane asylum. Said, what is going on? So they test the blood. She calls them up and says, well, what was her mercury eating? Well, gee, why would we test that? Well, go ahead and test it, you morons. So they tested it, and sure enough, mercury was straight through the roof, off the charts. And so, oh, well, no big deal. I'll take care of that, she says. She goes down to her daughter. She goes to the local grocery store, and she buys endless cilantro. 1 cup of cilantro 3 times a day is what this little girl eats who can no longer speak. She can drool. She can chew. She cannot speak. It takes her 1 hour to make one sentence. Does this sound familiar to anyone? I bet Barry has heard this one before. Do you remember the man who took in that weird ormus accidentally, the one the ormus was following him? Do you remember the liquid ormus was following him while he was playing basketball or what have you with his friend? I think his name is Jim.
Jim?
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Remember what happened to Jim when he got ormus poisoning because of the lead and the other things? It was a funky version of using ozone in order to remove ormus from metal. And it turned into liquid, and the liquid had a magnetic effect so that it ran after human beings. It was magnetically attracted to anything flesh. Anyway, the exact same thing happened to Jim and or whatever his name was, and he should have died because he had massive lead poisoning. Mm-hmm. Well, the cilantro girl was completely back in her right mind in 2 weeks of taking 1 cup of cilantro 3 times a day. You still need to do it at least 3 weeks and preferably longer. Say that again?
Mercury as well.
Say it again, please.
That helps lead as well as mercury?
I'm sorry. I heard something mercury.
And cadmium and zinc.
Okay.
You did say that the asparagus helped with the zinc and the lead, and I can verify that because whenever I have asparagus, I can't sleep at night. It's the most horrible thing. It's just like to say I'm detoxing, and that would make sense.
You mean you detox from eating asparagus?
Be detoxing your lead, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, exactly. You'll start detoxing all. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Continue.
I can't hardly hear anybody here anyway, so I probably should just listen. So go ahead and speak. I'm sorry.
Okay. Zinc, cadmium, lead, mercury, aluminum, fluoride, inorganic calcium, non-ionized calcium. I probably go on forever. These are all heavy metals as far as the body is concerned. In order to remove specifically mercury, secondarily aluminum fluoride, you can use cilantro directly. But you will find that certain foods specifically target certain heavy metals, but three foods target all heavy metals. Number one, beets target 100% of every type of heavy metal in existence, even radioactive. Number two, asparagus targets every single type of heavy metal in existence, soft or hard, calcium or aluminum, whatever. Number three, apples target every type of heavy metal in existence. I still don't understand why apples work.
I got that.
I'm sorry?
And what is your Robert, take on EMS and the apples? I just barely got a gist of that.
Yeah. Okay. Every heavy metal that exists can be removed, therefore, by way of apples, beets, asparagus, or MMS. MMS will dissolve heavy metals everywhere in your body. This I have heard from Jim Humble.
Robert, can you tell us how to remove the crap off of the non-organic products? You know, I'm away from Whole Foods and
certainly. I will tell you, and I will have Dennis post it for you. And it's simple, so let me tell you real quick and take out 2 minutes. Here it goes. In order to remove heavy metals, pesticides and de-pesticide when you're away from Whole Foods or whatever, you soak them for 20 minutes in purified water, preferably, if you have some. Otherwise, do whatever you can, and then put in, say, quarter cup to a half cup of 3% hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Now, you have 35% hydrogen peroxide, you can put in even less, but you have to be careful with the stuff. It will bleach your hands.
Gotcha.
And 20-minute soaking is usually, yes.
Do you ever juice the greens as well, or do you just use the beet?
Oh, no. I juice everything in existence. I have another formula called the Super Veggie Recipe. The Super Veggie Drink. This is what I give to a person when I see that they can't even do the mini beet protocol with apples because they are, for example, let me give you an example of somebody who's so weak that they can't handle it. Let's say let's say they've been doing MMS and they didn't know about apples, and they start taking 15 drops of MMS per day, properly made according to the protocol, and they start having vomiting all the time. Within 3 days of doing this, doing it twice a day, they are so weak, they're just vomitous all the time, even though they don't throw up anymore. But they can't do anything. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is a really, really weak person. Another version of a weak person is somebody who has been so poisoned that their blood is completely toxic now, and they can't breathe in perfumes without their lungs feeling like they're going to shut down. I come across, that's just one example, but the MMS is another, and I could probably give you 10 more examples of extremely weak people. Under these circumstances, you have to do a little bit more of a protocol to make sure that a person has stability before they start doing anything massively detoxing, such as the mini beet protocol, etc. But you don't always come across people that are that messed up. It's simple to fix someone like this. All you have to do is give them a foundation, because every supplement, every ormus, everything in existence that is supplemental or is a superfood only functions in your body according to the amount of vegetables you have in you. You have to have the foundation for everything to work. You have to have that foundational life force. For some people, they eat nothing but crap all the time. They do not have the foundational life force except for one thing. They work out, work out, work out, work out. So they've got the oxygenated blood out the wazoo, and they are so oxygenated that even though they have no foundation, they can go ahead and handle supplements like no problem at all. For the rest of us who do not work out and are not Olympic athletes and do not have that kind of oxygenation, and for those who eat junk food all the time, you're going to find your body will not be able to handle anything that's healthy for you. You'll have to eat apples after eating squash and broccoli just to be able to handle squash and broccoli, for crying out loud. The second that your body, say 3 days to 1 week later, is built up strong enough using vegetables, then you can start doing major protocols such as the beet protocol, the super veggie drink, super detoxing herbs, parasite cleanses with herbs, There's some people who can't even do a parasite cleanse for a measly 3 days. Their body starts to shut down. They can't handle the herbs. Why? Their liver can't process any of the filth that's in it. How are they supposed to process herbs? The liver is a chemical manufacturing making machine. It can do things beyond imagination, but it processes herbs the same way it processes oils and nutrition, and it can't do it. So let's take a base example. Let's go to Ethiopia, starving Ethiopians. Let's say, hey, I've got tons of money. I'm going to bring you vegetables, not bear mush. You aren't going to be eating oatmeal and rice crap anymore. You will be eating vegetables. Your life force will come back to you instead of being stolen from you because you're eating nothing but oatmeal 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So you bring them the vegetables. They eat them and say thank you and promptly vomit them all back up. Why? Because to these people, vegetables are like ormus to a brand newbie who's going through massive detox reactions. Their body has no foundation. It can't handle that kind of super nutrient. They're nothing to us. They just give us life force. They give us a foundation. We don't have any detox side effects from eating squash or broccoli or spinach or whatever. Corn, no problem. We can eat all that stuff. They eat it. They instantly vomit it back up. So how do you give people like that a foundation? Simple. You take a whole bunch of vegetables, you stick them into water, you boil them until they are completely destroyed, throw away all the vegetables, and make them drink the juice that's left over from the boiled vegetables. It will be nothing but vitamin and mineral broth. In 1 month, they will now be able to eat actual vegetables. In 1 week after that, they will be able to take in ormus, do a mini beet protocol. All sorts of things are now possible for them. They now have a foundation. Fine, say in Africa, despite the fact that their blood is 10 times cleaner than ours because they have no food, they have no money to buy junk food. They can only eat oatmeal. They still cannot. They still have no foundation. We have no foundation because we eat junk food all the time and crap all the time. So our body's using ability and ability to take in ormus is extremely hindered. But it's simple to fix for someone like us. We're not Africans. We don't have to worry about having no foundation. We want a foundation. Give us 7 days. All we have to do is eat a certain food, eat certain foods, and your foundation is back. Now you can do anything. Ormus with the apples afterwards to stop the detox side effects. Let's see, cinnamon, apples, lemon oil, extra salt. All these things are available to remove detox side effects. Apples are usually 99% of the time enough. Okay.
Now, one of the things you said, Robert, and you didn't explain it quite well enough for me to grasp, was how to take away the insecticides and other nasties in non-organic fruits and vegetables. You mentioned hydrogen peroxide, but I didn't quite get what the ratio of hydrogen peroxide to the amounts of fruits and vegetables. Would you go over that clearly, please?
A general sink full of water, you'd probably put in a cup of hydrogen peroxide, 3%. So if you've just got a little bucket, you chop up your veggies, you stick it in there, and now you add your hydrogen peroxide to that bucket. All you need is probably a quarter cup.
Okay.
Okay? So a little bucket, you know, for enough vegetables to last for 1 or 2 days. That would be like a 3-inch-high bucket that is 1.5 feet long by 6 inches wide. Okay.
You're not concerned, Robert, that vegetables growing in the, you know, the soils that are not organic have just got systemic issues as far as chemicals? In other words, they're in the plant itself, you know, rather than on top.
I see what you're saying. Right. You don't have any defense against being able to find human beings that are going to be able to go 100% organic. So all you have is, number one, chemical remover, detoxifier, taken in the mini beet protocol for the rest of your life. You'll never have to worry about, no matter how much you age, you'll never have wrinkles on your face. That's gone. Just once a day. Now, if you're doing something special, then you can do it more than once a day.
And are you a vegetarian as far as your other diet?
No, I'm more of what you call a Bible eater. When I first started, most, you know, like kosher food law type stuff, when I first started in this, my friends at the church, they said, Robert, why don't you look up some of this stuff? Tell us what's good to eat, what's not. And so, of course, they already knew. And I said, so I started doing research on all these different foods. I did every meat. I did every shellfish, every fish of every type, every vegetable and everything else. I said, okay, I have seen nothing, absolutely nothing good about any shellfish. There's nothing but bad news. They all laughed. And then I talked about beef, and I said, there's a lot of problems with beef, but it doesn't seem to have toxic reaction if it's a pasture-fed or if it's organic or natural. I mean, there's a lot of things you stay away from problem-wise. I said, well, it's hard to digest because people in America are so messed up. Normally, we would have no trouble digesting, you know, even big pieces of steak and red meat. I said, but what else did you learn? So I said, well, pork has 42 different types of parasites which cannot be cooked out. And even if you feed them nothing but corn, those pigs have endless parasites anyway. You can't get rid of them. They're built that way. And if you, I found out scientists, go ahead. Okay.
All right. But I do, something that's really interesting that you're saying about asparagus is that I really have a major detox reaction whenever I eat asparagus. So that's telling me that I probably have a major overload of lead and or cadmium.
Actually, you probably have fluoride poisoning.
I've tested many, many times, and I don't have any mercury. I've had all my mercury amalgams taken out,
uh-huh.
And so it's just lead, cadmium, and zinc that are still holding on, and that's probably why I have such a severe reaction to a good fresh.
Everyone get out your pens real quick. I'm going to give you a dosage for lead and arsenic. This is the number one remover of lead and arsenic in the world. I'm going to give it to you real quick if you want it targeted. This is how you target it. 3 drops, 35%, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, in 2 cups or more of water. 3 times a day.
Could you repeat the amount of water, please?
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
2 cups of water.
Yes. I'm going to go over it all again in just a second. And you're going to do this for 3 weeks, then go back in and check if you've got any lead left at all. If you remember from Ormus files and in Barry's section, of subtle energies. There's a file on the gentleman who got lead poisoning out the wazoo, and 7 years later, you know, it had gone down about 30%. And that's just naturally because his liver processed it. If he had known about this, he could have gotten rid of all his lead poisoning within a few weeks.
Well, and as a matter of fact, Jim took hydrogen peroxide on my advice. He started with 3 drops in a glass of water, and went up to, I think, something like 20 drops in a glass of water, 1 extra drop per day. And within 2 weeks, he was not having any of the symptoms that he had of lead and arsenic poisoning. I think your process may be a little gentler.
Were you also using 35%?
35%.
That's the one, yeah. Mine is very tame. I've seen people start out with 1 drop 3 times a day, and I, what's the difference? You're just going to end up getting rid of it in 6 weeks instead of 3 for some, 7 weeks in, you know, in, so it's instead of 2 for others, you know. So absolutely, doing 1 drop, then 2, then 3, then 4, then 5, I like that too. That works. I like it too. Don't forget your apples. Detox side effects from hydrogen peroxide intake.
What do you think of sodium?
Detox of the lead and cadmium and zinc and so forth.
All right, let's. He's asked this question a few times. For the gentleman who is about to ask another question, hold on for 1 second, and I'll answer that on the sodium, whatever you were about to talk about. Cadmium, lead, arsenic, bismuth, anything else that is heavy metal poisoning you or soft metal poisoning you, I do not care. You can get rid of them with the mini-beat protocol. MMS will also work if you're willing to go through the detox side effects, but you've got to strengthen your body big time for that because it takes about 1 week or 2 to completely remove 100% and melt all the heavy metals in your body using MMS. So I prefer people to take their sweet time and do a month of the Mini Beat protocol, then go back in, get their hair checked at the root, and get their blood checked or whatever it was that was showing the lead, and see if there's any left. I don't forget to continue to do urine testing, because if you are doing urine testing and urine is showing a ton, your urine will turn purple, by the way. Beets will turn urine purple. They will turn everything purple, one or two. They will turn everything purple, just so you know, you are not bleeding internally from eating beets. So don't worry. Beets are the most pervasive substance on earth. They will not allow any heavy metal anywhere in any cell or bone or cellular tissue anywhere, no matter how deeply buried it is. It will find it. It will root it out. It will kill it. It will consume it. It will destroy it. It will give you tons of detox side effects. Eat your apples to remove all the detox side effects, please. Now, there was a gentleman about to ask me about sodium.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you about chlorine dioxide or sodium dichloride. What do you think about that as far as its relative?
I can tell you this much. What do I think about it in terms of what?
Its efficacy, its validity, you know, it's out there
okay.
as MMS or whatever.
Some people don't know what MMS is, so let me tell you. MMS is sulfite in a water solution.
Say that again, please.
Okay. MMS, also known as Miracle Malaria, MMS. What's the S stand for?
Miracle Mineral Solution, but it's really sodium or chlorine dioxide is what it is.
Right. It's not chlorine dioxide yet. It's just sodium chloride.
Yes.
Okay. This was an awesome trick that Jim Humble came up with, and I didn't know if this was for real or not, but I did endless research on it and found out, oh, this is totally for real. This stuff has been around since the 1800s. This comes from sodium chlorite. For those of you who cannot hear me correctly, I'm not talking about salt. This is not sodium chloride. This is sodium chlorite. Sodium chloride has been sold for travelers, not to mention for health professionals, so they can take, for anyone who's interested in their health, so they can take this to oxygenate their blood, because the side effect of taking sodium chloride, a few drops in water, seem to add oxygen and oxygenation, as can be measured through an oximeter taking a blood reading, and it'll show your oxygen level increasing. So they call them oxygen drops because your oxygen was increasing in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, sodium chloride has been sold since the 1800s. They just hide what it is. They just call them oxy drops or oxygen drops or something along those lines. This is not the same oxygen drops that are sold by Our Garden.
Okay.
Our Garden is a completely other proprietary process. It is not the same thing. It is not sodium chloride. For anybody who's out there who knows about Our Garden, they sell supplements. This one is not the same thing. Now, sodium chloride, MMS, is the real thing. It really, truly does work. This is what happens. He discovered that if you added a certain amount of citric acid or lemon juice or vinegar in an exact ratio, like 1 to 5 drops, something like that, of MMS to citric acid or to vinegar or something or lemon juice, that you would end up creating chlorine dioxide. Everybody knows how poisonous chlorine is, but chlorine dioxide is not poisonous to human cells. It has no effect on them. So far in research, nobody has ever seen any effect on them in any study ever done on chlorine dioxide. It doesn't have effect on healthy cells, but it'll instantly implode pathogens upon contact. Nobody knows why. It's probably a frequency thing. Now, there's a few different names for MMS. I think one of the gentlemen said it was Miracle Mineral Solution. But because it was originally a malaria cure, it was called Miracle Malaria or Miracle something like that. It cured malaria in 24 hours
on
90% of people. Some lazy people took 3 days to get cured, but for the most part, it cured them in no time. Now, let's see. The way this works is chlorine dioxide is used by municipalities every once in a while because they get too many pathogens in, and chlorine is not enough to kill them without also killing the population of human beings in the city. So they use chlorine dioxide sometimes instead to purify the water because they know it won't affect the humans too bad, except maybe give them detox reactions. what happens is it breaks down in your body the sodium chloride, once it becomes chlorine dioxide, breaks down into salt and water in your body once it's through detoxing you and killing pathogens. In other words, it only lasts about 3 hours. Is everyone following me so far? Why this works? How it seems to be non-toxic, even though it causes detox side effects?
Yes, I just had to mute some people. You were getting a lot of noise.
Okay. This is what's
now,
going
what
to
I need to ask you, Robert, at this point, because I noticed you tend to take quite a while to explain some of these things, and
yeah,
I'd like you to address a couple of the other key subjects that we want to include in this call, because we're down to the last quarter of this call now, and
okay.
I'd like you to address a couple of other key subjects, particularly the technologies about water that you wanted to talk about.
Yes. First, let me, or asparagus, over time, there will be no more detox side effects from these items because your blood becomes so clean. You can take double dose, 30 drops of MMS activated correctly, and you'll have no detox side effects even if you do it twice a day. None. So, eventually,
and so basically
detox
that whole protocol you've just described, you're going to submit to me, and I'll send to the web, so all the details will be there. Now, why don't you just move on to the next subject that you want
right.
to talk about?
In order to youth people, you want to use clean water, and I prefer anything Ormus-style, trap water, magnetite water, all this kind of stuff. I love that stuff. I have dreams about having magnetite water with hexahedron water, with double trap water, and then using magnetite with it, and then feeding it to a plant or to a human being and watch them take off to the moon in a good way. So about 3 years ago, I had this bizarre thought come into my head. What would happen if you could get biophotons into water? For people who don't know what biophotons are, some of you have seen these things already in high school or in grade school when they did the little documentary in social studies or in science class. And they showed you where they would cut a leaf off a plant and they would take some of the juice from the plant, or they would take human blood or animal blood or fruit juice, and they would stick it under a slide, and under a special type of dark field microscope, you could see all these dancing little lights in the middle of the juice or the human blood or the vegetable juice or whatever. And these dancing lights are biophotons. At the time, nobody had the proper type of microscope to be able to see what these dancing little lights were, but basically they're life force. When you talk about structured water and the millions of different types of structured water that seem to be out there, everyone's finding a new way to do it every day, there was a book written by Dr. Emoto called Messages in Water. In this book, he showed that under a special microscope, you could see how water would take different shapes according to how you were thinking, your thoughts, your attitude. If you showed love, it would take on the perfect structure, hexahedrons within hexahedrons. If it was hatred, it would just clash and look like crap. It was just scary, ridiculous. And it had no structure to it whatsoever. There were no hexahedrons in it. It was just crap. And so he showed pictures of these, especially if you want to see the on a scale of 0 to 10 for structuring and structural organization of water. If you want to see what a 10 on 10 looks like, the perfect structured water, that's on page 91 of the book Messages in Water. Page 91 of the book Messages in Water. Now, Mr. Exelex, who has been studying Ormus-type things for many, many years, decided to take the information that Dr. Emoto was talking about and make use of a new technology. It's actually not new, but it had been destroyed previously, and it was brought back by a man by the name of Gaston Naissens, a microscope that was capable of looking at magnification up to 30,000 times. Your normal microscope, what does a normal microscope go to these days? Not electron, of course. Electron can't see this kind of stuff. What's the regular one go to? 100 times magnification, 50 times magnification? You have to spend a big deal of money just to get 500 times magnification. Anyway, this one goes to 30,000 times magnification. He took this microscope and he looked inside these water molecules, the ones that were perfectly structured that Dr. Emoto had talked about. And what he did was, this is what he found. He found a, basically it was a Star of David. It was a pyramid within a pyramid. It was a perfect hexahedron. And these were called biophotons. They were jumping little lights. But of course, under a regular microscope, all you see are jumping lights. And brightly pulsating lights. Pulsating, pulsating, pulsating. Well, if you look at them, underneath one of these special microscopes, you can see that it is the Star of David. Now, the Star of David is not just a religious symbol. The Star of David is the universal constant for structuring, the universal constant for finding perfect structure in water. And a lot of you, I saw somebody, I don't know if it was Thomas or Michael, ask a question about would I give away the information on how to make the pouch of minerals that is used in making the hexahedron that creates biophotons. It is not mine to give. I did not invent this. I came about this a few years ago because one of my friends is a multimillionaire. And Mr. Exelex is, this is his proprietary information. He will not give it away, but I have heard about this stuff and researched this stuff for so long, I could probably guess what crystals and what he did to the crystals, and which minerals he stuck into the pouch that he puts on, that he wraps around the hexahedron pipe that makes it work. The actual device is called a hexahedron 999 if you wish to Google it. Before I go any further and tell about its using effects, let me give you the website address. This is not my website address, but I do sell it. But you aren't going to be able to buy it from him. You'll because it's too much work to go through. That's why most people end up buying it from me. So I'm not, you know, giving away my business or anything like that. So, you know, don't worry about my interest. I'm covered. Here's the name of the website, wateralive.exelexgold.com. There's no www in front. Let me do this again. Everybody get out your pencils. Wateralive, all one word, .exelexgold, E-X-C-E-L, E-X, gold as in gold and silver, .com, wateralive.xlexgold.com.
So they have http://in front of that.
There's no, yeah, in other words, there's no www, it's just http://.
Okay, people can just go there and look up the material, the information, and they can buy the machine there if they want to get it. Is that true?
Are you selling all the versions that he has, the 10 or 12 different versions?
Yes, exactly. I sell all those. And I'll go into that in just a second. I want to give people an explanation of why it works and a little bit more information about biophotons and how they work.
Before you go into why it works,
Let me tell you the results.
Please start with the benefit. Why would we have this?
Right. Let me give you an example of what happened to the inventor of this device in his first 7 years. In 7 years, he went from the most perfect, pristine, perfect gray hair you have ever seen, almost silver on a person. He was 60-something years old. And in 7 years, he now has the hair he originally had when he was 5 years old, which is absolute total perfection of golden blonde. For one of the engineers that works around his house, he was having a lot of stomach issues, he was having arthritis issues, and of course he was pretty much totally gray as well. And so what he did was he said, look, use one of my hexahedrons, and used the protocol I assigned, and 3 months later, all of his problems disappeared, which were minor. However, he already has a patch of golden blonde hair. Of course, these guys are both previously German, and so they had originally blonde hair when they were younger. So what it does is it puts your hair back to whatever you had when you were a little kid. So it used to, gets rid of the gray, helps remove the wrinkles, but nothing like beets do, apparently. I don't understand that quite so well myself. Beets seem to use you more, and they do help to get rid of the gray, but they don't, well, they probably do it a little bit faster than the hexahedron, but the hexahedron structures the water on a scale of 0 to 10 at a level of 8. And the way you determine the structure and level and why the using works is because it has that many hexahedrons in that perfect of a shape. And instead of just one star, it'll have many stars of this inside every hexahedron cluster. A lot of you have read the posts because Dennis took a lot of what I wrote him and stuck it onto the posts to explain about biophotons. There are two parts to the hexahedron and to the using this water. Number one is to drink the water and to bathe in the water. Because you're getting basically the equivalent of drinking vegetable juice all the time, even though it's actually water. Why? Because vegetable juice is, of course, filled with biophotons. Fruits are filled with biophotons. Your body's first thing that it looks for whenever you take something in is it says, where are the biophotons? Next, it looks for, where are the enzymes so that I can digest all these vitamins and minerals? All vitamins in the human body are digested by minerals. All minerals are digested by enzymes. All enzymes are digested by the use of fats, which also helps to digest minerals. And the first thing that the body looks for is life force, literal biophotons. Now, everything that I'm telling you is not just supported by research that you can find probably online in some of the medical textbooks, especially the old stuff, because they've gotten a lot more research done lately. But also, I was told that the French military, of all things, started researching biophotons in order to make stronger soldiers. Of all the research that they've accumulated, translated into English so that you and I can read about that too, all the information I've already given you regarding the benefits of biophotons and taking these in. But remember that a few years ago when I first came up with this, I was thinking, God, you got to show me some way of trying to find a way to get biophotons, these dancing lights, inside of water. I had no idea what possessed me to think of this, because at the time, nobody really understood a lot about biophotons, and then 3 months later, somebody's talking about putting biophotons into water, and he's having using effects on it, and I'm like, holy crap, I cannot believe this. I mean, what a weird thing to pray. What a weird thing to think up. Who thinks of stuff like that? I mean, why would I even conceive of it? And yet, there it is, in real life, you have biophotons in water. You don't have to juice all the time. You can do biophotons in water as well. There's a second part to this as well. The hexahedron was the first part, drinking it and bathing in it. But when you drink hexahedron water, you're getting a lot of biophotons. That's great. But there's a way to make them specially active in the body, which is different. And here's the specially active way. They're called, excuse me, one moment.
Okay, your moment's up.
Excuse me, one moment, gentlemen. I'll be right
back. 2 moments already.
While the moment is going on, I'm going to announce the winner of the raffle.
Announce the winner, Barry. Who's the winner? There should be two winners.
Two winners?
Two winners. The 2 gallons should be two winners.
Okay. Who?
2 gallons of Thomas Geckler's great Cherokee Gold Ormus trap water.
Okay. Aaron is the first winner.
Aaron?
And
I'm back. Okay.
And the second winner is James.
Spell?
Now, I'll send both of these addresses to Thomas.
And so who was the second winner, Barry?
James.
James?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Aaron and James, the happy and probably grateful winners of a gallon each of Thomas Geckler's of CherokeeGold.com's almost trap water. Woohoo, it's good stuff.
Good.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Robert, you're back on. Your moment is up.
All right. The second part was called something known as photoreactive enzymes. These are the thing which turn plants from yellow to green by way of sunlight. So if we're trying to grow plants without any sunlight, you can get them grow, let's say, alfalfa sprouts. You start sprouting, and you get a lot of them yellow. They're filled with what's called photoreactive enzymes, which have not been utilized yet because the sunlight has touched them to turn the plant green yet. But if you eat these yellow sprouts, these photoreactive enzymes don't need sunlight anymore. Once they're digested, the hexahedron water that's now in your veins can activate them. This is what brings excess youth above and beyond just drinking and bathing in hexahedron water. Does that make sense so far as to why they work? It's the light force. It is the life force. Did I get that right? Light force is the life force that's inside of these biophotons. They activate the photoreactive enzymes, which are found in many plants before the sun hits them.
Here's an interesting fact I've been hearing a bit of lately. A couple people have noticed visible light coming from Ormus preparation.
Right.
When Danae was making her face cream, she says, running the beaters on it, just mixing it in, that it had a visible blue light coming from it. And just, I think yesterday, somebody mentioned something about a visible light. I'm blanking on what they said, but there was something about light coming from some Ormus product of some sort. And I'm wondering...
I've also experienced that too, Barry.
Yeah?
There was a special little lens I had I was able to put in front of a camera, and I was able to see a huge field of rainbow light above my Ormus tubs, and then also above Joe Lello's product, also above Don Nance's product. In fact, every Ormus product I had here had a field of light above and below it. It was quite extraordinary to watch. And the light was just multicolored and would stream off the top and the bottom of these Ormus products. And I had no awareness about this until I put the filter in front of my camera that was able to sort of somehow pick up anomalous light forces or light forces or something about the Ormus that just showed itself as light.
Wow. This is very similar to what you see in the Canadians and on the North Pole when what are the name of those lights that appear? The Aurora Borealis. Under certain circumstances, you see the Aurora Borealis, especially when the stars align in a certain way. They'll give you different versions of colors and that sort of thing. But I've always kept this in mind when it came to Ormus, is the bizarre color nature of these rainbows and the lights that exude from them. And I always tried to put together the combination of, well, what does this have to do with the Ormus versus electromagnetic fields versus crystals versus the other things that seem to affect weird lights, gravity especially, which plays such a huge part in making things like the Aurora Borealis. So definitely... that's useful information, something for all of us to keep in mind as scientists, because we all want to discover why this is happening, because it may lead to the reasons why Ormus works and to greater discoveries of how to use them and manipulate them for good.
Exactly.
Let's see. I guess we've got about 10 more minutes left. So let me finish up on the hexahedron, and then I'll entertain any calls but I also want to answer.
I'll tell you what, we're right down to the end for question time, and so what I'd like you to do is see if you can do a 1 or 2 minute summation, and then we see if we can squeeze in some questions, because you've eaten up most of the time that people would have for asking questions.
Okay. I have, haven't I? Okay. Summation. What I'm talking about and what I seem to promote the most is not just health and healing, but youthing and being able to specifically remove wrinkles. But a lot of people are older and they don't have just wrinkles. They have bags under the eyes, or it's gotten really bad from staying up late. They have bags over the eyes. Getting rid of these, getting rid of fat from ridiculous places that even if you work out all the time, you just never get rid of the love handles. You never get rid of that pouch of fat underneath your butt. You never get rid of the pooch on the front of your belly, or you never get rid of sagging things around the body. And so I'm always interested in youth because everybody's interested in youth. And all youthing means is not just looking good, but healing, health, vitality, and being able to help other people. And so I do this through use of things like the Hexaheater, and it's the only time in my life I ever even conceived of selling a water product because I just haven't even gotten around to even – that's water products kind of suck across the board. If I'm going to do anything, I would sell trap water devices or something like that. And I really don't want to do that as a business, but hexahedrons, I just fell in love with. You can't get better than that. 8, structured on a scale of 0 to 10. So I do nutrition. I do hexahedron. I have a source list you can't even conceive of that will show you the best sources in the world of where to get nutrition products from that are trustworthy in a world of nutrition where nutrition is the most satanic thing in the industry. Just because they're so corrupt, because they know they can get away with anything. They know full well the FDA will not investigate them because their products don't work, and the FDA only investigates it when products do work. So, using health...
So speak another moment or so on your source list, which you haven't mentioned yet.
The source list is 20 years in the working. Because of the corruption in this industry, I was first introduced to it from friends that I had met at church and then from other scientists and nutrition people. And they told me, take a look at this. pH balancing revolution, everybody's using barley grass. This is 15 years ago. 26 companies were investigated by an analysis company, and only 2 of them had any amount of vitamins and minerals in their barley grass out of 26. And these 2 also had enzymes. Green Magma was on the list. I think they were number 2. AIM was number 1. I had them on my list for 15 years until I found Superior Products. So that's why I am so tantamount to the corruption in this industry. Does anyone remember glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate? Regrowing cartilage? The second that came out, 58 new companies in 1 year popped out on the market. Of the new 58 companies, not one single company had any, I take that back, almost none of them had any glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate in their products at all. I think 3 or 5 of them actually had like 100 milligrams when it said 1,000. And the other 2 who were the originals out of the total of 60 companies making glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, the other 2 still had what they said on the label, if not more.
What were the name of those 2 companies?
I'm sorry, I don't know, but I can tell you where to find that one. I don't use that anymore because I use a different one. That was years ago, and so now I use one that I trust for glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. It is called healthline.cc or quantumnutrition.com. Remember, healthline.cc, not .com. I will give people a phone number. I will give you a reference and that kind of stuff, so they'll give you a free bottle, and I'll have all this posted within 3 days. You can get glucosamine from there, and they also have a bone and joint formula that also has glucosamine, chondroitin, et cetera. And so this is for people who are interested in this. Did you know that 50% of the people who do chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine got 100% cartilage regrowth? Why didn't the others? Because nobody bothered to tell them it only works with ginger for the people it didn't work in. Well, why weren't you taking ginger in the first place? It's a stupid capsule. You can take the crappiest ginger on earth, the stuff still works. So if you take ginger with glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, then 95% of the people take 6 months and they regrow cartilage 100%. An evil and corrupt industry this is, because they know full well they can get away with anything because the FDA will never investigate them.
So I got you off course there. So continue with the source list, because we're running out of moments.
The source list, I have quite a few items on the source list. I'm going to tell you my site that I use for my number one source in the world, and I'll tell you a little history behind it, but these products will rock your world beyond anything you've ever imagined, and they are nothing more than powdered fruits and vegetables. However, do you remember that company AIM I told you about that was the number one in the world for so many years? These guys have 18 times the amount of enzymes in their powdered systems than anybody else, and they contain no maltodextrin, and they are still pH balanced like the original blade of barley grass. Even AIM never accomplished that one. So this one is called uriinternational.com. Let me spell it all for you. uriinternational.com/PhoenixGuy888. Uri International. I'm going to spell it all again. It's uriinternational.com/PhoenixGuy888, and that is spelled uriinternational.com. And the slash PhoenixGuy888 is just like the other one, PhoenixGuy888.
And you're going to have that on your link.
I will have all this on my link. I'll give you a few different links for everybody because I want to make sure that you have access to these products. Let me tell you that the Ormus community is the exact community where you're going to find people who will only take 100% the best. They are perfectly aware of the corruption in this industry, and trying to find somebody who actually puts on the label what's really in there with no magnesium stearate or stearic acids or any other form of powdered hydrogenated oils or other crap they're trying to put off as if it were a nutrient. These are completely free of solvents, toxic excipients, all of them. Gone.
Cool.
This is an amazingly corrupt industry. I tell you no lie.
Anything else you want to tell us about your source list?
For the source list, I'd be glad to post a lot of information on the source list. I'll just give it to Dennis, and you can put that up. For anybody else out there, please, my source list is endless. It's just endless. It took a long time to be able to filter through so many liars out there. If I didn't have people who were wealthy who would do the analysis for me, I would have gotten nowhere. If I didn't have friends to teach me the difference between saturated, unsaturated, and which one was good for you, when it had nothing to do with whether it was saturated or not, I would have gotten nowhere. The only reason I have this knowledge is because I was lucky enough to be blessed by people who would put integrity above profits. So please, share and share alike. I will give you protocols for MMS, for how to get rid of AIDS. I will give you protocols, AIDS, which work 99% of the time in less than a month, usually 3 days. I will give you protocols for free. These are simple things for how to remove every heavy metal from your body, since that seemed to be everyone's number one interest, at least for the questions I got so far. And I will be glad to share these with you, but there are a lot of things that I also charge for. But the simple stuff I will not charge for.
So what do you charge for, Robert?
A cancer-curing protocol. Most of the people in Ormus community just use Ormus. For those who also want to use Ormus and other things, I will show you a way to remove cancer, diabetes, all the other stuff. And I charge $2,000 to $3,000 depending on what it is. Let's see.
Are you willing to have people email you straight away?
Okay.
Or do you want to wait and put your email address on your post?
No, they can email me straight away. They're perfectly welcome to. I know a lot of people are going to have...
So read out your email address then.
PhoenixGuy888@gmail.com. P-H-O-E-N-I-X-G-U-Y N-I-X-G-U-I 888 at
What about
Gmail.
The fat pockets around the body? You had mentioned that earlier.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you about that in one moment. Absolutely. Thanks for bringing it back up. PhoenixGuy888 at gmail.com. Gmail is the Google version of mail. Gmail.com.
So what was that? Go back to that question. What was that again, please?
The question was about the fat pockets on the body. He had some suggestions.
Right, the protocol. Now, to explain that particular protocol, you have to explain why mini-beat protocol works. I already did this, but what you're going to see is you're going to find all the fat around the sides of your lip is going to disappear. The fat that accumulates underneath the chin will disappear. For those of you who are a little bit older, or even if you got this at 30 years old, where you know those little, you know that funky turkey neck, you know, that comes? I don't care if you're 30. Even people who are 30 get the funky turkey neck sometimes where they turn their head to the right or the left and they get that thing of skin that goes from their chin all the way down to the base of their neck that comes out. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys. I know you do. That you can get to disappear without using the mini-beat protocol just by eating salads. That one is on the house. And you have to eat a special type of lettuce in order to accomplish this. It is romaine lettuce or iceberg lettuce. For those of you who are accomplished at nutrition, you will wince and sneer at iceberg lettuce. But iceberg lettuce is filled with pure magnesium water and iron water in pure organic form. It requires nothing but the fact that you eat it in order to remove fat molecules from underneath the eyelids and from getting rid of turkey neck. You will find that it will lift up your eyes, especially the skin on top of your eyes, but you'll have to eat plenty of them. The second thing you do to remove pooches right underneath the belly and to remove funky fat deposits is you skip eating one day out of the week for maybe a month or 2 days out of the week for maybe 2 weeks. That means you drink nothing but water for 24 hours to 36 hours. I don't know that it works in just 24, but I've had a lot of people who do 24-hour fast. They eat dinner, and they eat breakfast, and then they don't eat again until next breakfast, which is about 24 hours. Others will do a 36-hour fast, so they eat dinner, and then they don't eat breakfast until 2 days later, so that's a 36-hour fast. If you do that, you can kiss that pooch goodbye, and in a little while, it will take care of big bellies that a lot of people get. Why does this happen? For the same reason that beets remove fat deposits from funny places around the body. The mini-beet protocol will remove fat from around the sides of the face, underneath the chin, the little that come underneath your butt, and, of course, the love handles. If you're doing the mini-beet protocol, it will eventually eat all of those. Even if you are super healthy, look like Mr. Olympia, except you have nasty love handles. Those love handles will disappear with beets. I would prefer you also add salads to them in order to hasten them, and I would prefer you do fasting to make sure you have no belly either. Fasting works because you can take ormus, you can take super amino acids, and you can take all sorts of synthetic hormones in order to increase your human growth hormone. But fasting will quadruple your human growth hormone in 24 hours. You can't even do that until 30 days of taking super amino acid type supplements. And I stay away from synthetics myself anyway.
Now, we're already over time.
Okay.
So I'm going to extend the call for another 5 minutes, take a couple of questions, and then we're done.
All right. Okay. Give me a question, anyone.
Can you come back at another time?
I would be glad to come back another time. I've only had, 2 hours here so far. Is that correct? And I've gone on for, 12 hours a stint 4 days in a row. So maybe in a month or so I could come back if Dennis would like to have me. And I'll be able to answer more exact and specific questions, tell you about the effects of eating, a salad 3 times a day for, say, 7 days, what effect it will have on your lymphatic system. Or for people who want to remove 100% of all the pores on their face, which are visible, how you could do the salads, you could do apples only, how you can target nutrition specifically to remove every drop of internal organ fat, even if you look like Mr. Olympia but have the worst-looking internal organs because you're filled with fat organs.
Oh, that would be good to know.
Yes. Write that down.
And
we'll
have to do that in 2 months.
You
have to do that in 2 months because next month, on the mid-month call, we're going to have Sigvirta, which is the WESAC weekend, and he's going to be talking on the combination of ormus and sun gazing and the whole WESAC tradition that's grown up in the Far East, because that was the weekend that Buddha achieved his enlightenment in the WESAC Valley, according to the legends. And he's going to talk to a lot about a combination of ormus, which he calls liquid light, and sun gazing, which is getting light into your body through
right.
your retinas. And,
oh,
and
you know,
Sig Bird is absolutely fascinating. So that's a call in a month, on the mid-month call. So we can have you back, Robert, in 2 months.
Right.
The next question, please.
Okay.
Last one.
What about the cilantro? Do you use the stems?
Yes.
That was quick. Next question.
The visceral fat.
Say that again.
A real quick answer on the visceral fat.
Evisceral fat?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Are you talking about internal organ fat? Or
Yes, I am.
Okay. To target internal organ fat requires lettuce and tomato. Never eat lettuce without tomato. Don't ever waste your time on mixed field greens. I don't care if it's sun, red oak, or whatever lettuce you decide. It's all crap in comparison to the superpower that comes from romaine lettuce in its effect on the body. Now, if you're looking for vitamins and minerals, you can do the other lettuces. They're good. They're not crap. It's just useless in comparison to trying to get lymphatic cleansing, to get internal organ fat. You must target it. You cannot eat anything else. It's the same way if you take a certain herb that's specifically for, say, the heart, but then you take another herb that's for the kidneys. Which way is it going to go when it enters your body? It's going to grab that herb, and it's going to take it to the kidneys instead of to the heart. So you have to target accordingly. So you can target with foods. Most people use herbs. I use foods and herbs and ormus and everything. I'll attack a problem from 15 different directions just because I don't want to wait for 2 months to clear, say, lead poisoning. I want it gone now. I will use the mini beat protocol. I will use the hydrogen peroxide formula. I will use MMS, and I will eat. I will take a super veggie drink, and it'll all be gone in 4 days instead of 2 weeks. Nobody wants to do something like that. Take your sweet time. Do the hydrogen peroxide protocol, or just do asparagus, but eat the apples after you eat the asparagus, and you'll have no more headaches. You'll have no more detox side effects. I wanted to comment because Dennis said that there was going to be another speaker regarding sun gazing and the effect of ormus and that sort of thing. So I wanted to share one last piece of information before I go. There is one oil on Earth which contains the correct atomic structure that there are excess protons in it, so that your body becomes a photon receptor. The woman who discovered this had 3 PhDs, was recognized by the science community across the world, and the second that she found this discovery, she was then blacklisted, despite having been published over 270 times. And her discovery was flaxseed oil, which makes it so that when you eat flaxseed oil in a certain ratio with another item, that your entire skin and cellular structure... Yes, becomes photoreceptive. Now it becomes impossible to get a sunburn, plus every time you're in front of the sun, you absorb sunlight. So if you're looking to absorb sunlight through the eyes, not just through the skin, nothing wrong with getting extra flaxseed oil in you, plus doing the Budwig protocol. That's the name of the doctor.
Okay.
What's really interesting here, Robert, also, is I've had feedback from quite a few people that as soon as they have a lot of ormus in their diet, they just don't get sunburn.
That doesn't surprise me at all, because that ormus probably goes straight to your skin and protects you now. Remember that your skin only burns abnormally. It normally never burns at all. Why? Because your skin only has hydrogenated oils and margarine in it now, because most of you are raised on that crap. And so if you want your skin back to the point where it is now not sunburnable, it takes approximately 3 months of doing the Budwig protocol three times a day. So that is information I charge for. But I can get that out there.
Now listen, you've just been an absolute mine of information, just like I predicted that everyone would experience, which means that we are out of time. This has been a really good call. I really appreciate you being on the call, buddy, and if you're okay with that, we'll have you back in a couple of months.
Sure.
And what I'd like for you guys to do is to write to me with the kind of questions, and I'll give you opportunity in a couple of months to remind you, and give me the kind of questions that you want Robert to address, that he hasn't addressed. If you've got some questions on health and nutrition, chances are this remarkable mind that Robert has got the information in there that he'll speak to it in 2 months. Now listen,
absolutely.
I'd like to say thank you so much for joining us on the call. You're making Live Alchemy just a work of art. I love doing these calls. There's always such an upliftment. There's always such an information explosion. And Robert, you've just been a fantastic guest, and I thank you so much for
it's my
pleasure.
Just
before you guys sign off, tell us who you are and say goodbye. And Robert, anything else you want to say before you go?
Yes, I hope everyone gets excited over the fact that you can now use apples in the correct ratio to whatever you're eating to remove detox side effects. For those of you who still can't remove the detox side effects, just eat your veggies first, come back in a week when you're veggie-filled, and then do the apples or the ormus or what have you to remove the detox side effects, and that will take care of it. So I am so excited.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Just spreading the
love.
Thank
you. This was a great call.
Excellent.
I've got lots of questions for next time.
Okay.
This is Cinder.
Oh,
bye-bye.
You've got my email address. Feel free to write.
Yes. Yeah. Exciting. I've got lots of them. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And don't forget, if you've got questions, write them down. And even if you write them to Robert, store them up, because right on the list that other people will be inspired and want to know the answer to those questions themselves. Yeah? So what you can do is post some of those questions and post your response you got personally from this call, because I want more popular, which raises money for Barry. Yeah, so in turn, promote what you got out of the call.
Bye-bye.
Right,
thank you so much.
Bye now.
This
I'm
is
very
an excellent,
glad
excellent call. I have tons of questions, but I'll write them down. Thanks. Bye.
Excellent. Bye.
Ciao.